Skeletal remains found in a Ronakoid in 1988 have yet to be identified, but hope has resurfaced thanks to newly reconstructed images by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. WXXI's Caitlin White has the story.
A 12-year-old boy discovered the remains while playing in his backyard on Bay Knoll Road on July 31, 1988. It is believed that the remains are of a young Caucasian female, approximately in her late teens to early 20s. It's also estimated that the female was approximately 5 feet 1 inch tall, had gold foil restoration done to several teeth, and one front tooth slightly overlapping the other. This information, as well as the new images, was gathered by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children with help from the Irondequoit Police Department.
After like DNA and dental records haven't identified these children, we're trying to just get a face out there. And so having as much details about the skull that we're looking at is going to be extremely helpful.
That's Colin McNally, supervisor of the Forensic Imaging Unit at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He says a lot of that information came from examining remains and help from forensic anthropologists.
Some people might look at a skull and see a skull, and that's about it, and hard to pull details. But the more you look at skulls of different ancestries and all different time periods, and you really start to see distinct characteristics come through. And that's how we start actually sculpting the face.
Captain Mark Bean with the Irondequoit Police Department says after 30 years, it's a long shot, but they just want to give this Jane Doe some closure.
We've used the DNA bank and profile to compare it to everybody who has DNA on file that is reported missing, and we have not been able to find a match. So we're hoping that this respurs some people to maybe say, hey, gee, you know, so-and-so we haven't seen in years, and, you know, that could be a person of interest, and then we'll follow up with that kind of stuff.
Anyone with information is asked to call the Irondequoit Criminal Investigations Unit. Caitlin White, WXXI News.